Blog Talk Radio.
Going through so much and you're dealing with things.
Yes.
Amen. So this is why the Lord has changed the order of the ministry.
Praise the Lord.
Is to minister to you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. Amen. There are different kinds of healing, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, and financially. Amen. He wants to heal you in the way that you need to heal your body. And when you leave here, my brother, my sister, you will say, find yourself in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
From the ministry. You're going through hardship. Some of you are already thinking about home before you get there. But if you receive this word, amen, today, when you get ready to leave in here, you'll be the one leaping and praising.
Strengthen her, Lord.
Strengthen right now in the name of Jesus. Do it. Strengthen her. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her right now. That's the strength of God. That's God's anointing. And let it go to burden removing, yoke destroying, power of the Holy Ghost. God's going to turn some things around in your life that you need him to turn around in you. He's going to work it out. He's going to help you. Sometimes you didn't know which way to go. You said, Lord, I tried this. I'm doing that. I don't know what to do. But God said, after today, amen, he's going to work in your behalf. It's going to work out. The strength of God come to you. The peace of God's mind come to you. The joy of the Lord, put your hand over your heart. The joy of the Lord. God's going to give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. And you need the joy. If there's a woman and we need it, you are one of them. Joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable, Father. Joy unspeakable, Father. You've been faithful in few things. The Lord says to tell you, the word of the Lord has come unto me. And he said, you've been faithful in few things. And God said, I'm getting ready to bring increase into your life because you've been faithful in the little things. I move weights off of you. I move it off of you. Go! Go! Go. When the enemy comes to you to try and get you to go after this and go after that, you just say, in the name of Jesus, I sent you the last time, and in Jesus' name, I sent you this time to go. Glory and honor and praise and majesty. Glory and honor and praise and majesty. Strength, Father. Your peace. Your joy, Father. Your joy. Right? Your joy. Your joy, Father. You can use a good laugh. Is that right? Oh, yeah. Amen. You could use a good laugh. And God said, amen, you're going to laugh today. Amen. Because laughter does good. It's like a medicine. Just for you. He's going to make you do it. He's going to do it because you've been going through, spiritually speaking, some hellish things. Not cursing. Hellish things. Amen. You understand that? Amen. But God said after today, such joy. Joy has come unto you. Unspeakable. And full of glory. Yes, Lord. Change is coming for you. You stay with the word. Don't take side skirts. Stay with the word. And it will get better and better and better. God honors faithfulness. God honors faithfulness. It's me. God honors faithfulness. The honor faithfulness. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I speak and I release your healing power in here to those who are in need of touch right now. And that, or wherever you are, you can lift your hands if you want it. Glory, just lift your hands real quick. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, it's not by our might. It's not by our power. It's by the leading of your Holy Spirit. And Father, as I touch these individuals, keep your hands up. As I touch these individuals, glory to God, mothers and daughters, glory to God, family members, glory to God, change is coming. Peace, strength of God, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Glory, that you need some joy. Oh, God's ministry can't to you, sister, right now. Joy unspeakable. I see you laughing in your home. Glory, God. I see you laughing in your car. Why? Because God is ministering to you now. Glory to God. I see that in the spirit of the Lord. Glory to God. When the enemy come at you to try and steal your joy, glory to God. Get your focus on other things. When you stay, keep it on the main thing, and that is the word of the Lord. Because God's word is supersedes everything that you bring to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Father, we bless you and we worship your name, God. We give you glory and we give you honor, Father. Thank you for this day. Glory to God. Glory. We thank you, Father. Your will be done. Your will be done, Father. You see, God, the time. Lord, she's been dealing with it, facing with. You see it, Father. You see it. You see it. You see it. Is that right, sister? Amen. She's confirmed. And God, I just thank you, Father. Such joy, such strength, such peace come to you now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come unto you. Come unto you and strengthen you. Glory to God. This week will be a different week for you. Glory to God, because the strength of the Lord has come by. Amen. To minister to you. Glory to God. Father, thank you for doing that for her. Thank you for doing that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When God speaks something to you, you hold on to it. Don't care what nobody says. You stay with the word, glory to God. Whatever he says, you stay with the word, because God cannot lie. If he's spoken, he will do it. If he said it on his word, he'll bring it to pass, glory to God. It might be, and I think it might be one more second, but you hold faster. I don't care, the enemy throw more attacks at you. Don't you get your eyes off of the word of God, because the Satan knows that, glory to God, if you just lay out this glory, you're going to come and strengthen your attacks again. Stay with the word, because the word never lies. God's word is true. Now and then, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. You can think of acts. According to the power that worketh in you. His word. Glory to God. The best is yet to come. 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 Stay with the word. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Say it again. Say it again.
The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Say it right here one more day.
The best is yet to come.
One more week, one more month, but the change is coming. Excuse me. I want you to lift your hand just a little bit more. Just a few minutes more. We're going to turn it back over. Amen. Father, we just give you worship. We just give you praise. We just give you honor. Your will be done, Father. Your will be done. Your will, Father, be done. Your will be done in the life. Your will. Not my will, but your will be done. I want you to say that out loud, church. Not my will, but your will be done. I want your will. I don't want my will. Your will be done. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 The word of the Lord has come unto me concerning you. And the Lord said, I'm moving some things around in the spirit realm. Glory to God. And the Lord said, as you stay faithful, you've been faithful to him. Glory to God. And God said he'll continue to be faithful to you as you stay humble and meek before his throne and stay in the word and continue to confess the word of the Lord. Glory to God. Continue to keep saying, excuse me, what the word of God says. I'm a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better. And my family is the better. Although everybody in the family is not better right now because they refuse to want to do better. But you keep saying what the word says, glory to God. That's what the Lord says. Keep saying what the word says because change is coming. To them, in the name of Jesus, change is coming to them. Change is coming to them. I see you walking. Come on, here, real quick. Hurry up. Come on, y'all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I see you walking in the spirit, and I see you like you walking on fire because you just got the victory. All that, and I'm saying this word, but spiritual, all the hell spiritually speaking, Satan, I know you, I see you just dancing all over the hate. Amen. The more Satan throws charges, I see you dancing. The more Satan tries to throw this, I see you just dancing over. Why? Because faith unto God, who always told the triumph. Let him do what he wants to do. Glory to God. Let him throw and say what he wants to say. But you keep saying what the word said. You keep believing what the word said. Glory to God. I'm a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Go your way and rejoice in the Lord. The best is yet to come. The very best are you. You're all related to me. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come. Some of you, I want you to say it, but the best is yet to come. For me, my family, my spouse, my marriage, my husband or my wife, depends on who you are, male or female. Do you understand that? For me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hold fast to the principles of God's word. God has some good things in store for you. You a good woman. You love God very much, don't you? With all your heart. You want to please God every chance. You're getting that right? Yes, it is. Well, God said the best is yet to come for you. He's getting ready to do some things. Amen. Because of your heart of love. You're a nice young lady. You love God. You really love God, and God loves you. Change is coming to your life, though. Change is coming to your life. I want you to stand real quick. Real quick. I want you to turn around. Sometimes God has me to symbolize things. They may let you know where I've seen this journey you're doing. You're okay. The situation. And when you turn back around, amen, they're gone.
Hallelujah.
By the Spirit of God. Amen. Turn this thing around just one more time. Just for you. You stay with the word. Amen. Because God's going to use you before you leave this planet Earth. And he's going to use you in ways you're going to have to pinch yourself. Time is coming in the future. You're going to have to literally pinch yourself at times. Did I just see a song? What God did with me and used me in this way and used me that way? You're going to have to pinch yourself. And the Lord is going to bring this day and this word and this moment back to you. That it was prophesied to you. Put your hand in your heart. You're a very good. You really love the Lord. And God has the kind of strength that I could use. So that he's spoken to you. And so shall I come to you. Turn around one more time. The best is yet to come. One more time. The best is yet to come. You've been through a lot of pain and suffering. You've been through some pain. Amen. The Lord is bringing you. The best. Right. Give about 10 or 20 seconds in there. God, they have finished, and I'll turn it right back. Just lift your hand. Just praise the Lord as you go. Give them a clap also. God honors faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
The Lord honors faithfulness. And you're a product of that. Of faithfulness. You've been a faithful woman of God. Faithful servant of God. A faithful mother of God. Faithful son of God. And the list can go on. God's very proud of you. And he loves you. And he's very pleased with where you are right now. He says, I'm pleased with you, daughter. You've been through a lot of things, but you never gave up for me. And that's why you are where you are today in me, God said. And God said, I have good things in store for you, very good things. And the day will come, not far off, that you're going to sit down, you're going to literally start crying. When you realize how much God has blessed you in this short period of time, God says to tell you it's because of faithfulness. He always honors faithfulness. Remember this, you can't always listen to everybody, but you should be listening to them. My mama don't know what she's talking about. She's out of the will of Daddy means, no, he's talking about he's out of the will of town. Just a family, you understand that? Sister and co-worker and stuff, don't listen to them. Listen to the Spirit of the Lord, because the best is yet to come for you. How many of you glad you came to church today? Hallelujah. You are so blessed to have such a wonderful ministry gift in the person of Dr. Lord, I don't know yet so many times you've had education. You're so sharp. good looking, handsome. And he is. I really believe he's such a lot. He's a man of God.
Yes, he is.
And we really, my wife and I, honestly, we really honor him. And we respect him as a servant of the Most High God. And we thank God for you. And I just want you to know you've touched our lives many times. Sometimes just talking on the phone, I may call and check up on them, and here he is ministering to me now. On the phone. And this is me. See, when you feel with God, you've got to tell us. You've got to be saved. And he's a good man. He's been very good to us. And we honor him. And we honor the first lady back there. Amen. They have been through hell and back. Amen. Amen. Family been attacked, this, that, and the other. But they never gave up on the principle, the person of God. No matter what was that telling, it's us, all of us going to be challenged in life. What are you going to do? You're going to quit? Pull your hair out? You know, you're going to do this. You're going to make excuse for this. Go to another church. So I'm not talking about it. But God's trying to see the God is trying to see the ministry. In and out. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you get upset. You just got a revelation to leave. Do this. Do that. Don't be crazy. So, because you're going to another church, you'll be just as much of a baby as you were at the other church. Look at the person and say, girl, you need to. Look at the person and say, it's time to grow up. All right. Look back this way. All right. Say it one more time. Don't look at nobody. Say it's time to grow up. Say that goes for me too. Look at me. Say that goes for me too. Point your staff and go. And now keep that thumb on your chest too. And your finger. Don't try and, you know, the one who's over here. I just want to thank you, Mrs. Lee and I. Normally when we're ministering, I will give her the liberty, as always, to minister. I'll just share, to greet you, and ask her this before we were called up, I was called up here, that she wanted to, you know, have anything that she'd like to say. And she's the type that she ain't in a hurry to stand up. Amen. And she's a very humble woman. Praise the Lord. She's the love of my life.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. She's the joy of my heart.
Thank you.
She has a bed sweet as my tea.
All right now.
And she puts the icing on every one of my cakes. And after all these years of marriage, 44, I believe, she still gives me feelings that I've never, ever felt before. She's God's gift to me. And I cherish her. I love her. There's ain't no makeup here, because she'll tell you. I'll call her 4 or 5 times at work to check on her, talk to her. And some of my daughters stuff in there, they'd be at the house sometime, and they'll hear me. Because love is not only a word.
That's right.
But listen, you've been married to someone for 44 years. Amen. And counting. Amen.
Amen.
I should tell you something. You're still in love, and I appreciate it, and I thank God for all the time. I really do love her so much. Can I see the preacher here?
Amen.
I'm going to watch the mic, okay? Just
amen. Praise God. Just thank you. Praise God for the word that God has used and giving honor to Dr. Bird and to Pastor Willie Bird, amen, and to the congregation and all the ministry gifts that are here. Praise God. And God is building the church. Amen. Hallelujah. We give honor to him and glory to him. Because he's building the church. Amen. He's adding unto the church. And we just praise and we just thank God for that. Amen. And I told my husband, he asked me, did I have anything to say? I told him, actually, well, I had an attack. Amen. And I told him, I said, I got dizzy. Amen. So I knew that God was going to move in a powerful way. Amen. Praise God. But I'd just like to give you a word of encouragement on tonight. Amen. And that word is that Jesus, amen, he came, amen, to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. And your four thing that you should have in your heart is to evangelize, amen.
Amen,
to win souls for Christ, amen, because this is why Jesus came, amen, to win souls for Christ. And as my husband was ministering to different ones, amen, and as the Spirit of the Lord, praise God, was moving, praise God, in the building, amen. The one thing that God wants all of us to remember, that when you come into the house of the Lord, come expecting, amen.
Yeah.
Come looking, amen, praise God. Yeah. It's nothing that the enemy throws at you, praise God, that God cannot solve, amen, praise God. But he cannot move if you are not expecting him to move.
Yeah.
If you're not looking for him to move, amen.
Yeah.
Some people come and they say, I didn't get a thing in service. Well, you didn't expect to get anything. They expect temptation of the Lord, hallelujah. Even Jesus couldn't minister, amen, for unbelief, amen. And you got to believe that he is, amen, and he's a water of them that diligently seek him, amen. And the Father God wants to touch each and every one of us. We're living in the last days. Things are going to happen on this earth, amen. We think right now that this killing and murdering and these wars, amen, is something. But it's not nothing to compare what's going to come upon this land. And if you're not walking with him, if your hands is not in the hands of Jesus, amen, you will stumble and you will fall. Hallelujah. And you won't know how to get back up, amen. But it's time, amen, for God people, amen, to look unto the hills which cometh their help, and their help cometh from the Lord. God is tired of people playing church, amen. He's tired of children crying out to him, amen, and saying, I need you. And then when he comes to help you, you're not reaching out to receive your blessing. God wants you, amen, hallelujah, to be faithful unto him. His son Jesus is the true vine, and he's looking for, hallelujah, fruit, amen, in his kingdom. Praise God. I love you, praise God. This is what Father God said. And I want the best for you. I want the best for my children. But he can't bless you unless you reach out and you touch him. Amen. Just like the little woman with the issue of blood. She reached out and she touched the hem of his garment. All the people around her, hallelujah, didn't touch his garment. But she reached out and she touched his garment. And when she reached out and touched his garment, the virtue, the Spirit of the Lord came and touched her. And she was instantly made whole. This is what God wants for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to be the vessel that he wants to go out in the highways and the byways and the sideways. But if you don't have a testimony, how can you touch him? How can you bring him into, hallelujah, his kingdom? God is looking and he's searching, amen, for a vessel that he can use.
Amen.
Don't clap. I mean, you can do it afterward. That just kind of maximize. You're a low-key gentleman. Is that right? All right. I don't know you, so I'm just speaking to you by the Spirit of God. You're a humble young man. You have a very good heart. You actually have a big heart. Amen. And many people has misunderstood you. It's not really the word, but just overlooked you sometime and things like that. You know, maybe work or wherever, you know. I'm kind of talking, you know, if we were talking personally, and I can be more personal. But the Lord said to tell you that he's preparing you for something greater than you ever can imagine. I see you as a great old soul winner for Jesus Christ. Get up a minute.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Today. you couldn't make it. Can't they say, oh, you ain't going to be nothing. You'll never be able to do this or that, never. But God says, all things are possible if you believe. He's changing you. The whole of spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial prosperity is being poured on each and every one of you today. But all of it will chop caught on another. You got needs in your life, as Jesus said. My God shall supply all your needs. Of course, this is riches and glory. But all of us shall come to the I want you to put your hands up in the air like you're catching something. I want you to catch it right now. I decree and declare upon you right now. Multiple streams of income. Publish works and it's impacted. Where are ideas and inventions? Income producing property. Bountiful increase in blessing. Completed works and finished tasks. I decree and declare upon you in Jesus' name. Reach up and grab it now. Run the over and we'll take care of that. Run the over. God has provided a smaller ball of blessing for you. The one thing you've got to understand. Any blessing from the Lord is really not good enough. He wants to make you see blessing so that others will come to you and be blessed. Your family, your community, your city, your school, your church. You are the blessing. Receive. Receive. I receive it in Jesus' name. Grab it and say, Lord God, I receive it in Jesus' name. Grab it and say, I'm sorry to God. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it in Jesus' name. But on the book of you know what you've been praying for. You know what you've been looking for. Hallelujah. Grab the book of Chuck Canada. Grab it and say, thank you, Lord. I receive it in Jesus' name. I know there may be somebody in here that may not know something. Hallelujah. I want you to know that he can change your life forever. Accept him as your personal savior. Say, Lord, forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that you lived, died, and you rose again. And Lord, I mean it from my heart, Lord. And if you said that, guess what? You say, hallelujah, glory to God. The blessing, the anointing of the Lord upon you in Jesus' name. We thank God for the words of the King today. Doctor, tell the seer, cast the vaccine. You thank the Lord for your hand touch today. Who your mother was your kitchen? Mama Bobo Shakira, who is that Bobo Bobo? Touch me for me, Bobo D today, Mother Bobo Shakira, receive. From God, I receive it in Jesus' name. Change! Accept the change in your life for the better. Whoa! Whoa, Bobo Shakira. Come on,
Thank you. Nothing spectacular is happening, but you know, There is power in the blood of Jesus. One of that prayer line, I think it was last week, they were praying about the blood of Jesus covering the home.
Come on.
And in the home in South Carolina, the girl who's in charge of the prayer line, church relatives in South Carolina, someone came through the block and shot up all the homes. But the blood of Jesus kept this one home from being touched. We may not see what you're doing, but it may seem like what you're doing doesn't matter. But even parents, especially parents,
come on now.
Cover your children with the blood of Jesus before they leave. My mother used to pray for all eight of us before we would go to church, go to school. Sometimes it would be three schools we could go through. Mama would pray for each one of us that we left out of the home. And I did not know at the time the value of those prayers. And she covered us with the blood of Jesus. We would walk. I'd walk sometimes 13 blocks away to coffee. I spent the coffee and bought myself some candy. But I had the coffee. But I went safely, came home safely because of a praying mother. Today, children going to school and not coming home. Children are going to school. On one of our prayer lives, a little girl was gang raped on the bus. How much innocent can she be going to school? Right. And they gang raped this little child, 5 or 6 years old, on the bus. Parents, please pray for your children. There are so many kids. Every time I pick the phone up, I don't want to read the articles. Kids are being killed. Someone, child was killed by their own grandmother. It's just so sad. We just have to keep our children covered with the blood of Jesus. And sad thing about it, so many of our children don't want to know about God. I mean, I admire what you all are doing with the children's church. Put the word of God in them, because I'm telling you, before they die, they're going to need it. Things are happening. They don't need to call on God. I remember when the 911 took place, my daughter called me. She says, Mommy, please hurry up. Come on. Come on, Mommy. Come on. And I could hear the fear in her. And I told her, when I got with her, I told her, let me tell you something. She knew the Lord. She was saved. I said, if anything happens that Mommy and Daddy and you cannot get together, go to a corner, wherever you are, and pray your way over. I'll see you on the other side.
Jesus, come on now.
You got to be ready to meet the Lord wherever you are. You might not be able to get back with Mom. You may not be able to get back with Daddy. But you better know how to connect with Jesus, and we will meet you on the other side. There's no beating over there. If you don't know Jesus for yourself, you got to know the Lord for yourself. And if we are living. He said, last day, God knows these are the last days. So much stuff has happened. People, the young boy that got shot in Emerson Village, he was a grandson of one of the members who used to go to one of our churches. And then they shot her house up last Saturday. The family had to move and go in hiding. What are you trying to do? The boy is dead, but they're adding a family now. So say we've got to... Only things will turn some of these people from us is Jesus.
Amen.
The police can't do it. The police department is down 1,000 cops. They need cops. Folks are retiring and the officers ain't coming on. So we all don't have a connection with the Lord. It's sad. Brother, thanks. I'm sorry to take so long, but I'm praying God. I'm good coming over here today. I'll be back. So I like shouting all over here. God has done something for me. I can tell a story. I'll tell it later on. But God has done great things for my life tonight.
Amen.
We are
glad. Well, thank you. I need to share that's pastor by our life. Anytime you get a microphone to a pastor, you in trouble. But it was all good. Thank you. Thank you. My phone assistant. Everybody else. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
All right. I'm going to give it back to Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank
you.
Can
you bring the offering basket and we can pray over the offering? Hallelujah. Was there anyone that wanted to give but did not have to give? Please put a prayer request on your envelope. If you don't want to raise your hand because you don't have anything to put in, or you don't, we will give you something to put in the envelope. But please put a prayer request on your envelope. There's something special you want God to do. You can write it on the envelope. I'm the only one that will see it, and I'll pray over the envelope. My husband and I will pray over it, but I'll be the only one that sees the envelope. It's not told to anybody anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
So God, for giving us seed to sow and bread to eat and increase the fruit of our righteousness.
Yes.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God, that was able to sow into the household of the Lord and to your kingdom, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to blow upon it, multiply it in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so that the hungry be fed, hallelujah, the negative be clothed, hallelujah. Lord God, it's all for the upbuilding of your kingdom. Father God, we just praise and we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, don't let a home be lacking anything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to give back to some 30, some 60, a hundredfold, even a thousandfold return, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, for what they have put in the envelope and even for what's in their heart, even if they aren't able to give. Bless them in the name of Jesus to be able to give the next time. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just praise you and we thank you, Lord God, for all that we have heard, all that our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, and our hearts have felt. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
I'd like to know is there anyone that would like to even join the church today? Hallelujah. And you raise your hand, the pastor give you the right hand of fellowship, as they say. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And if it's not, is there anyone that has a burning testimony, anybody that God has done something for, hallelujah, please raise your hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But God.
But God.
Sometimes you can only say, but God. When I tell you I have my mother as my witness, my son as well, because my oldest son doesn't feel good, so I decided just go and stay home. When I tell you the last 4 months, it has strengthened my faith. It has confirmed that I have faith, and it was anchored because last September on that fast that I did for the whole month of September, and God gave me dreams and also and I thank God for the gift to also interpret the dreams that He gives me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you I had dreams, and then my mom can even vouch for this. I started to have dreams of crime all around me. And then it was the mass shooting on Park Heights and Shirley.
Mm.
And since I'm one of the presidents in Park Heights, I was constantly on the news, talking, encouraging, covering, speaking God publicly, not caring what God you served, but I mentioned the name of Jesus every time I spoke. And then at the end of September, my neighbor was killed to the right of me. God then said, start looking for a house. So everywhere I looked, did not have problem with credit, did not have problem with income. I managed over home ownership for a whole district in Baltimore City. And then my mother told me, she told me to anoint my door. I'm not foreign to that. I pray throughout my house. My sons are 17 and 20. From in my womb and up until even today, we pray as a family. I don't care what's going on. So then God told me to prepare because something else was going to hit closer to home, but it would not touch your home. So when my aunt had said it passed over her friend's home, I just had to say glory to God, because to the right of me, my neighbor got killed. To the left of me, someone got shot on my neighbor's lawn right outside my house. And my faith was so anchored. That's why I don't vent to people, and especially when you don't have faith like me or the more faith than me. And then sometimes trials will show you who really live it and walk it. I'm telling you, who really will live it and walk it. So So then I had to remind myself of what God gave me years ago. Don't go to side shops. If you are a Porsche, why would you go to a Hyundai dealership?
Amen.
If you are a Lexus, why are you going to a Benz?
Amen.
They don't know nothing about your make nor your model. So who you go to is the person that made you, the dealer. You go back to the dealer. Because everyone is not qualified to speak to me. To speak over me. And oh, God knows that. So when I tell you, I had to say, God, is you and I. To the right of me, my neighbor was killed. Like, right next door to me, our houses were connected. And then to the left of me, there was only grass. Splitting up our house. And I just was like, God, continue.
Hallelujah.
Just continue to cover. So do you not know every house that I applied for, someone outbid me every time. Because God knew where he was planning to place me.
Thank
to restore.
Thank you.
To protect me.
Thank
and God kept me.
Thank
so on last week, I moved into what I actually asked God for in January, during January's fast. I'm a fasting sister. I'm telling you this now. I do it by God. Let God just be you. So when I tell you, God will do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can ask, measure, imagine, joke about, because the seed you sow is the crop or crap you will grow. And it just feels so good to say that I have a detached single-family home with backyard, front yard. And then 2 days I was in there, I set up everything, every curtain, every mirror, everything.
Hallelujah.
And to the point, I tell y'all, take the limits off of God. God will protect you. God will bless you. Give all of him. Give all of you to him. Give all of you to him. I gave God all of me. And I just text my mother back. I'm not compromising for no one. I was loud for this world. I'm going to be louder for Jesus. So God, I just thank you for his grace, his mercy, his covering. And I just say, God, I am strong in the Lord and the power of your might. And God, I just thank God for this ministry that kept me sane, that kept the Spirit of God flowing all up and through me. And they also restore relationships that God wanted to restore. And so, y'all, it is powerful.
Hallelujah.
To just dwell and anchor your faith in God. And don't let the distractions distract you. Put on those blinders for God. Just like the horse in the race. Put on that blinders. The horses don't see nothing to that right. They see that finish line. So thank you, God, for covering. Thank you, God, for blessing. Thank you, God, for healing my black son. And I'm not dying, my son, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. You said this is the man, not the tail above and not beneath, the first and not the last. And I thank God for having a praying grandmother. I thank God for having a praying mother. I thank God for having a praying father. I thank God for having a praying aunt. And I thank God for having a praying son. Because it's the seed that my grandmother sowed in my mother and my aunt. That planted into me. And now I have planted into my son. Even my sons will minister back to me just when I need it. So I thank you, Father God. Parents, do not doubt what God can do through your children. So bless you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for his faithfulness. Even when I have not been faithful, I thank God for the overflow, the increase, prosperity, protection, forgiveness. Lady-like spirit, the feminine lady-like faith spirit. I just thank you, Father God, for his grace and his mercy, because I should write a book on how I had to have faith when it did not look like what I thought that it would be. But God said, my timing is perfect and perfection. And it is your time. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Parents, sometimes you may not want to tell your children different things that God drops in your spirit. I know when my children were younger, I said, Lord, every time I talk to them, I don't want to sound like I'm preaching to them or reprimanding them. But there were things that God was dropping in my spirit that it had nothing to do with whatever's going on. But it was on me to put it in them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When you don't, then you've got a price to pay.
Yes.
You're not going to always be there around your children.
Yes.
Hallelujah. One day your children are going to leave your house.
Right.
Your job is to prepare them
yes.
for life.
Yes.
Your job is to prepare them for heaven because you don't know. They may not come back home.
Mm.
They may not come back home.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But at least if it happens, you know you'll see your child again.
Yes.
You know you'll see him again. And that is my, I didn't know I was going to say that because my daughter, Lachelle, April the 22nd of last year, she went to Africa. She did not come back home. I did not see her again. I was not able to, but the word of God was in her. A couple months before she came, before she left for Africa, she said, Mommy, she said, I'm not mad at Jesus anymore. Mommy, I just thought the Lord, I'm not mad at him, I don't say anymore, Mommy, because certain things are happening. She didn't understand, and she was upset with the Lord. She was mad. She said, why should I pray? God's going to do whatever he want to do anyway. And she called me one morning. She said, Mommy, I'm not mad at Jesus anymore. Oh, Mommy, I just love the Lord. And she was just her own bubbly self. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We all got to stand before Jesus. We all have to stand before the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't stand for my children. My children can't stand for me. We got to stand for ourselves. Hallelujah. You can't pay for what somebody else did. Hallelujah. But St. Pen, we have a job to do. We have a job to do. You got to tell them when they want to hear. Tell them when they don't want to hear. Hallelujah. My mother fed us the word of God, getting up in the morning, going to bed at night, walk through the bedrooms and be slapping all on your head, anointed while we sleep. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You would have thought she was a virgin coming in the room. I mean, all during the night, anointing the doors, anointing the windows, anointing us. Hallelujah. And praise God she did. Praise God she did.
Hallelujah.
Because the word of God is what has brought us up to this point in time in our lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now we're able to pass it on to our children.
Amen.
And our children are able to pass it on to their children.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Dr. Bird.
You know, I just want to thank God for all of y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for the testimonies and the ministry gifts today. And
thank you.
I just want to say after you finish Pastor Peter's, like Pastor, Reverend Dr. Feels free to bless the food and then dismiss us after Pastor Peter's, after you said everything that you want to say. God bless you now.
I thank God for all of our visitors, and hallelujah, it's so great to see some that I hadn't seen in a while. Good to see you. So good to see you, Monique. Hallelujah, and thanks for allowing your precious sons to be here with us. Hallelujah. We thank you, sweetheart, for coming again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank God for the ministering gift that came today to give us the word of God. We've been announcing it for weeks. Hallelujah. We've announced it every morning in a prayer line and announcing it on Sundays. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blessing that you are to us, Pastor. Oh, Pastor Lee, and we ask you right now to, if you would close us out and bless the food. Hallelujah.
It's been an honor to come, to lean on, and to serve you.
Thank you.
God's word. Thank you for receiving us. And it's been an honor to come and to serve, share the word of God with you, and receiving it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we know that when we receive the word, our lives never be the same. They'll always be better and stronger in the Lord. Well, thank you for receiving us. It's been a joy. It's been a pleasure to serve you and to be served with you with the word of God. Thank you so much. Drive careful on your way home. But before you go, I heard that they have some fun and they got some food waiting for you. And so I'm going to see how many people are in a hurry and have to get out of the building versus making that U-turn. And then, just kidding, just kidding. Thank you so much for receiving us and have a blessed day. Enjoy the food and all that you've done to make us feel so comfortable. Bless the food. The food is blessed. Amen.
Thank you so much.